The Lord, the praise, and please be seated. The session is so short, and I will trust God to be as sharp as possible. It looked to me like nobody went out. Praise the Lord. I must assure you in the name of Jesus, what is yours in this time, no devil shall deny. I want to start with breaking the yoke of singleness. Breaking the yoke of singleness. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. The Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. It is very normal for a young girl to get married the right time. It's a normal thing. And it is the normal thing for a young man to be married at the right time. It's very normal. When we grew up in the village, you just knew that this girl is grown up and it's time to be married. Just get married. It's also a very normal expectation for a married person or married people to bring forth children. Whenever this normalness is tampered with, in most cases, some forces are at work. Whenever it is time for a young girl to be married, and the time is passing, and it just keeps passing, there are forces that must be addressed. Whether there are spiritual forces or inherent human forces, but forces must be addressed. Whenever it is time for people to give birth to children, and the time is passing, also, forces must be addressed. I said some time ago that behind everything that is not working, there is a force at work. You remember that woman that was bound with the spirit of infirmity in the book of Luke? Bible said this woman was bound with the spirit of infirmity. In the physical, she was just bent like this. But in the realm of the spirit, a spirit was behind it. Now listen to this. So what do you do to break this kind of yokes? Barrenness yokes. I'm starting with breaking the yoke of singleness. Starting with that. Number one, you break it with the force of light. This is very important. The force of light. For the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. They can be broken with the force of light. Whenever you are sufficiently lighted, whether it's a generational curse, an ancestral curse, a family curse, it's breakable. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 14. He said, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. It causeth us to triumph by what? By knowledge. Knowledge. Call it insight. Especially aromatic insight. Fragrant insight. Sweet smelling insight. Is key to triumph. You walk over the head of singleness. If there are things you know. And today, someone here will walk over singleness. Someone here will walk over barrenness. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What are the revelations that we need to have? I'm going to give us certain scriptures. First of all, we read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. God created man in his own image. Male and female created he them. The fact is, for every male on earth, there is a female. For every female on earth, there is a male. God did not mistakenly create a male and forget the female. He didn't mistakenly create a female and forget the male. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, scriptures also say, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. Two of them were called Adam. Two of them. That is, he called their name Adam. That is the basis for the woman changing her name to the man's name. He called their name Adam. So inside Adam is the female and the male. For every woman on earth, there is a man. For every man, there is a woman. Forget about anything anybody says. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And God said, the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And then, and so on and so forth. That is, when God made the man, he thought again and said, it is good if the man has a woman. So, women, your husband is more guaranteed than even the man. Because you were created to fulfill destiny with somebody who exists. Am I communicating? There is no woman created by an absent-minded God. There is no woman created without a man existing for her purpose. Light number one. Two, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Proverbs 18, 22, he said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So wife is a good thing. Husband is a good thing. What does that mean to you? Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord is God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he keep back from them that walk uprightly. God is saying, what you are looking for is something I have vowed not to keep back from you. Wife is a good thing. Husband is a good thing. Just walk
in integrity in front of me, I won't keep wife from you. Ay, 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 ay. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, he said, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? What is a good thing? I need an answer. What is that good thing? That's right. Your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him. If wife is a good thing, he said your heavenly Father will give the good thing to those who ask him. I prophesy to somebody here this afternoon, the good husband and the good wife that is needed by you, no devil will keep them back from you. Shout the loudest amen.
If you cannot catch it, it cannot be forced on you. This is the light you use to fight the demon that says you should not marry on time.
That I have a God who has vowed to give me the good thing. Wife is a good thing. Husband is a good thing. No devil can deny me this good thing.
Is there any other revelation? Psalm 68, verse 6. He said, Psalm 68, verse 6.
God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains.
But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Solitary, the lonely, the single, he settles them in families. And if a bondage was responsible for their singleness, he bringeth them out of the prison. Please, that scripture again.
God setteth the solitary, the lonely, the single, he establishes them in families. And those that were bound, prevented from getting married with chains, he brings them out
so they can be established. Am I communicating? God, who is the initiator of families, is committed to the establishment. That's the third scripture you are putting this under. That's the third scripture.
That God breaks yokes and establishes the lonely in families. God is committed to the breaking of yokes so as to establish the lonely in families. Your revelation determines your manifestation. So today, if there is any chain on your life, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is telling me that somebody, this is what you have been waiting for. The season of your singleness is over forever. The yoke that has kept you single, the chain that has kept you lonely, that chain is broken today.
In the name of Jesus. Is there any other thing? Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? 12. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Two are better than one. What is the meaning of that? That is our fourth or fifth light. That God is in favor of marital union. He favors marital union to the point of identifying with the union. God prefers you being married than you being single. He said two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. Woe to him that is alone, and God will never curse you. God blessed you. So, is in favor of the marital union to the point of identifying with the union. What do I mean by that? In verse 12, he said, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. He's talking about two, then jumps to three. Who is the third cord? Himself. That is man, wife, me. By the time we are together, no devil can beat us. Hey! A threefold cord. He is in favor of marital union to the point of identifying himself with the union. There was a state in America many years ago. I don't know whether it is still existing. You know, their laws have changed plenty. That they never granted divorce under any ground in those days. Because they said the marriage is not between a man and his wife. He said the marriage is the agreement of a man and his wife and God. That the people can change their mind, but God did not change his mind. That was when America was America. That God may, that the people may say we won't marry again, but God doesn't change his mind. Am I communicating at all? If God favors you being married, no devil can disfavor it. If God is if God is interested, I will do everything for you to be settled maritally. No devil can disfavor it. So I prophesy today, whatever is fighting against you getting married, their paralysis is here. Their agenda is over. Before this year is over, somebody hearing the sound of my voice here today, you would have been comfortably maritally settled. Shout the loudest, amen. You won't do this conference next year single. No. Even there are those here, you won't spend this Christmas this year single. No. In the name of Jesus, God favors. Take your seat. Let me see how I can round off with this. And finally, the scripture that was read. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. None shall want a mate. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want a mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and the Spirit it has gathered them. What does that mean to you? That God forbids the shortage of marital partnership or marital relationship. He forbids the want of a life partner. He forbids it. None shall want her mate. God forbids it. As far as you are serving me, none of you is permitted to be lacking who to marry. And I say, I re-echo it in the name of Jesus. None shall want her mate. 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 Shout the loudest. Amen. So, what do you need to be established maritally? Number one, it's light. You break it with the force of light. Number two, you break the yoke of singleness with the power of vision. As far as your eyes can see, I will give to you. Break with the power of vision. Genesis 13, 14 to 15. Picture the husband you are trusting God for. Picture the family you are trusting God for. I heard the story of a young lady who cut out from a magazine. A sharply dressed man. Very, very sharp, beautiful, handsome looking man. Sharply dressed. dark suit, red tuxedo, and put the picture and say, this is the kind of man I want to marry. And this is the type of person I want to marry. And I want to marry someone like this who works in a furniture company. Something like that. Within 6 weeks, that man showed up. I can't remember the detail of the story. It looks like it was the exact same person. By the power of vision. One lady bought a shirt and put it in her wardrobe. And he said, this is a shirt that belongs to the husband she will marry. You will give it to the husband when he comes. When the husband eventually arrived, the shirt was exactly the man's size. No devil can deny you from having what you see ahead. Am I communicating? I'm having a great and an exciting marital life. And I saw it ahead. I saw the dignity of the home. I saw how impossible it is for me to be quarreling and struggling in the home. I saw the picture of him. It was so clear in my mind. I tell people at times, write the quality of the kind of man you want to marry or woman. Now, let it not remain on paper. Let it become a picture. Let all those things become a picture in your mind. Such that when you see the person, you don't miss them. But you can break every limitation by the power of vision. Number three, you break it by the power of serving the Father. The power of serving the Father. I wanted to put it that way because of what we are going to see. The power of serving the Father, that is kingdom service. I saw through scripture that some of the young ladies in the Old Testament got married by serving their father. Start with Rebecca. She was keeping her father's flock. Genesis 24, from verse 15 to verse 19. When Abraham's servant came and was asking God, Father, as I stand here, as the ladies come out, let it be the lady when I say, give me water to drink. And she said, let me give you your donkey too. Before you knew it, Rebecca came. I don't know how the world was in those days that women were tending cows and donkeys and cattle. But that was how Rebecca got married. By keeping her father's flock. You move from there to Rachel. Rachel carried her father's flock. I don't know what Leah was doing at home. But Rachel carried her father's flock. In Genesis chapter 29, verse 8, all the way to verse 11. When while he spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. It was while Rachel was tending her father's sheep that Jacob saw a beauty and a wifey. He cried first. Is this wife? He started crying. By tending her father's flock. The same with the daughters of Jethro. In Exodus chapter 2 verse 16, they were keeping their father's flock. And then assisted the man. And when Moses, and when they went home very quickly, their father said, you came home so quickly today. And he said, yes, an Egyptian helped us. Why did you leave the man there? Long story made short, they brought Moses home, gave him a house, gave him a job, and gave him a wife out of one of those daughters. Ay, 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 ay. Sister, don't be an executive sister. Brother, don't be an executive brother. It is possible that your husband is waiting for you at the place of kingdom assignment. Am I communicating? It happened to me. I was the president of the National Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students, and Sister Becky was an officer of the fellowship, and we met there. He even though I've been told, I was preaching on campus, but that brought us in the vicinity of one another. And even though I had been praying for her, for God to give her a very good man that is not a bad man, as a husband, which I believe God answered the prayer. Alright? Not having myself in mind. And God over answered the prayer. We were in the same vicinity. And that happened. Somebody said, I am serving God, but I haven't seen anything yet. Keep on serving the Lord. And probably ask the Lord, is there something else you intend for me to do? Is there an assignment you have for me? I mean, is there something else I will be doing that I'm not aware? There is no law. Let me say it very emphatic. There is no law that if you are usher or choir, you cannot serve elsewhere. There is no law. There is no law. If there is no clash, you can be usher and still be sanctuary keeper. If there is no clash, you can be choir and still be evangelism department. If there is no clash. Am I communicating? I mean, in those days, you can serve in 3, 4, 5 places. Evangelism, prayer band, choir, everything. I mean, I'm saying this because you never know what God is saying or doing. Important is, let the Spirit of the Lord lead you to that particular service area. Not that you are going there to look for husband or wife, but to serve God with your passion. While you are doing that, God can give you your portion and break that enemy yoke. Can somebody say a louder amen? One, when we talk about evangelism from here, one of our sisters, she went to Asaba for official assignment and decided to continue evangelism in Asaba there. While she was evangelizing, she met a man around the motor park or something and began to preach to the man. The man was already born again. So, the man was looking and nodding his head. Preach on, sister. Preach on. Preach on. Preach on. Preach me. Follow me up. While he was talking, the Holy Ghost said to her, you have found your wife. Long story made short, they are married. They came to church to testify. This is not one, not two, not three. There are many ushers here who found themselves. True or false. Clean all manner. You can break this thing by kingdom service, by kingdom, by the power of serving the Father. Number 4, break it by the power of quality character. Quality character. Quality character. Quality, positive character. You saw Rebecca's character. I will give you the water to drink. I will also give your camels. That was a character of kindness, good-heartedness, sweet disposition. Sweet disposition. There are people you come around them, they are sweetly, nicely disposed. There are also others you come around them, you want to run away in a hurry. Don't let the fact that you have stayed for a long time cause a bad attitude to rise out of you. Because you can come to a point where you are bitter against everything and everybody. And the person who should be thinking of you is running away because they come around you, you repel people. Kindness. Good disposition. Am I communicating at all? Another one of the character is a sense of responsibility and industry. Nobody wants to marry a liability. When they see your industry, your responsibility, your effort, your energy, I heard the story of a medical doctor lady. Nice lady, beautiful, professional, good work, has her car, lives in her house. But getting married was a challenge. But this girl was so nicely disposed and well disposed and very industrious. She was invited to London, England for a wedding which she attended. And while she was there in the wedding, she was everywhere in the kitchen serving. She was doing everything. Another brother who also left Nigeria to the UK for the wedding saw this girl, this lady, walking so energetic and almost in charge of everything. And he told the people, "Who is this person? Does she live here?" They said, "No, she came from Nigeria." "Oh, she's a Christian." "Oh, yes, very well. What does she do?" "Medical doctor." "Wow. And she's moving up and down like this." "I found my wife." Long story made short, they met in London and married here in Nigeria by the power of quality character. There may be some of us here today that the only thing you will ask God is there any character in my life that has prevented me from getting married so far? Is there any behavior, any tendency? Show it to me. Reveal it to me. Another character is humility. Nobody wants arrogance, whether you are a man or a woman. Humility. Selflessness. There are ways that you address people and they just run away on the spot. Ask God to give you a character fit for the home. Ask God to expose every limiting character. The Bible said the hair as long as it's a child, he differeth not, but he is kept. For as long as you are not matured, you wait. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1. As long as you are not yet matured for your future, you are kept waiting until you are mature. Very, very important. You break it by the power of quality or positive character. Number 5, you break it by the power of faith in God. That light we talked about just now, you use it to fuel your faith. And tell the devil, whether you like it or not, I'm marrying and I might invite you for the wedding. And you speak it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We also, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. So you speak it. Husband, you are on your way. Anywhere you are on your way. That lady I told you that bought the shirt and put in her wardrobe. He said, "Husband, the owner of this shirt, are you coming? On your mask, get set, be on your way. Be on your way, your shirt is waiting for you." And the man showed up. You speak it audaciously. Wife, you are on your way. Believe by power of faith in God. Number 6. You break it by dealing with every negative family pattern. If you identify in your family or in your lineage or in your extended family that there are things that limit people, make people not to marry. They get delayed. You break it by dealing with negative family patterns. Somebody say aloud, amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. And finally, number 7, you break it with the power of thanksgiving. Abraham was power of praise and thanksgiving. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Father, I am aware that you have a plan for me. Thank you because my husband, my wife is on the way coming. And as I'm speaking, there is somebody seated here. You will not do that thanksgiving for up to 7 days before that person arrives. Somebody here, you won't do it for up to 1 month before the person arrives. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every limiting yoke on my life is broken now in Jesus' name. Lift your right hand 1 minute. Father, thank you. Bless you. We honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Quickly, let's see breaking the yoke of fruitlessness. The same thing that breaks the yoke of barrenness, of the same number one point that breaks the yoke on singleness is the same. You break it with the force of light. The force of light. Bible said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. What light do we have in this area? Genesis 1:27. And God, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. What light is that? Every human being carries a creative mandate of fruitfulness and multiplication. Every human being is a mandate. Is a mandate. Is a decree. It's not even a promise. It's a mandate. It's a commandment to keep. That is, you can keep it. That is why he gave it to you to keep. Be fruitful. Multiply. That is, he wired inside you the capacity of fruitfulness. This is how you look at it. If a mother gave birth to you, you are to give birth to a child. The only way you won't give birth to a child is if somebody didn't give birth to you. That devil be a bastard. There's nobody who dropped from the sky. The only way you will not give birth to a child is if nobody gave birth to you. It's a creative mandate, it's a decree. If somebody gave birth to you, you must give birth to somebody. You must give birth to children. I prophesy today, whatever is holding your fruitfulness, that yoke is broken right now. It's broken right now. It's broken right now. It's broken right now. It's broken right now. Provided somebody gave birth to you, you are mandated to give birth to somebody. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14. Shakoko bagadagalaga. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you first, then among your cattle. Every time you see a baby goat, your baby is guaranteed. Every time you see a baby cow, your baby, just go around and look. Except you can't find a cow that has a baby. Except you can't find a goat that has a baby. Every time you have baby goat, you find baby goat, you find baby cow, you already gave birth before them. He said first among you or your cattle. That is, I settled you before I settled cattle. I like you to get angry. I like you to get angry. I settled you before I settled cow. I settled you before I settled cattle. I settled you before I settled dog.
I settled you before I settled rat. You know, there are some singles that are already afraid of not giving birth to children because the devil is lying to them. Maybe menstruation is not coming. Maybe the breast milk is coming out, like hormonal imbalance or something. And the devil is deceiving you when you are not even yet married. He said, I settled the cow before I settled you. I settled you before I settled the cow. I settled the goat before I settled you. I settled rat before I settled you.
Somebody is breaking forth.
I am annoyed to announce that the last time everyone married, annoyed to announce, the last time you saw your cycle shall be the last forever. For those trusting for the fruit of the womb, your children are in your hands. Look at somebody, say, every time you see a baby goat, every time you see a baby cow, that is a guarantee of your children. Shout the loudest, amen.
See that? If I stop here, I've already preached.
One day I was preaching in area one very brutally. I said, have you ever seen a barren rat? Remember, have you ever seen a barren rat? Why should the devil say you should be barren?
Time.
And that all manner of raticides,
is it what they use to kill rat? Is it raticide? Rodenticide. But let me put it to rat, raticide.
That he couldn't finish them. I said in anger, I said it is the same commandment God gave man, he gave rat. Be fruitful, multiply. Why will rat be obeying the command? And the devil say you should not obey the command.
The woman got angry.
He said, I'm not seeing the pastor again. I don't need to see the pastor. The rat in my house have taught me that I could give birth to children. Her menses ceased. And she gave birth according to the time of life. I announce to somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, for as much as the devil has not stopped the rat or the goat or the cow from giving birth to children, I declare every spell of barrenness, childlessness, fruitlessness over your life is broken forever.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Scripture number 3, Psalm 113 verse 9.
He maketh the barren woman not to lose her home. Because that's what happened in Africa. I'm about to lose my home. My husband is about to marry another wife. His people want to give him another wife. I'm about to lose my home because of no child. He said he will make you keep your house. By what purpose? Because it will make you the joyful mother of children. That is, connection to God forbids marital breakage on grounds of barrenness. Connection to God forbids marital failure on the grounds of barrenness.
He said, if it is me you are connected to, you can't lose your home. No devil can make you lose your home. You will keep your house because I will make you the joyful mother of children. I speak to someone here now and someone watching online. You will not lose your home.
Shout the loudest amen.
Believers, amen.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 3.
I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood. I led him throughout all the land of Canaan.
I multiplied his seed. Probably he had low sperm count. So I multiply this so I can give him Isaac.
Full stop. A Abraham was probably dry of seed. In order for Isaac to be born, God had to multiply the seed. God can multiply what you have or add what you need to give what you desire. Did you hear what I said? This is not only restricted to children. God can multiply what you have or add what you lack to give what you need. That's the best way to put it. God can multiply what you have or add what you lack to give what you need. You need a child and they say you have low sperm count. You know, they count sperm in billions. 20 million to 60 million. And they say, oh, you have a sperm because your sperm is less than 1 million. God said that 1 million is too much. Even if it is one you have, it's enough for me. That scripture is the cure for low sperm count. For men. That scripture is the cure for anovulatory ovaries. Ovaries that are not ovulating, that are not producing egg. In order to give him Isaac, I have to multiply his sperm count. Everything lacking. Is that Uzi? Come. Is your husband with you? Mommy. He multiplied his seed. Today is her day. About 5 days ago, mommy was asking, where is that lady? Where is she? And while I'm preaching, I just cited her. Keke badagalaga yada le perete sike padagalara hasita leke pereto sete lige baratasi le perete sika. Everyone here, physical or online, wherever you are, and they say your seed is dead, or they say your count is low, or they say ovaries are not there, I announce multiplication. I announce multiplication right now. Give the Lord a shout of victory and take your seat. Genesis chapter 18, verse 11. Our time is almost up. Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of children. God has the capacity to impose the super on the natural to produce supernatural results. It sees with Hannah, Sarah means the natural process has finished. God has the capacity to impose his super on the natural to produce supernatural results. So don't be afraid. Manner of women, no monthly cycle anymore. Manner of women, whatever. Everything has ceased. But God imposed his super on the natural to produce the supernatural. There are people here today. Menopause is not your problem. God is about to give you a change of story. In our days, we shall see the Sarah order of miracles. The Hannah order of miracles. Shall the Lord say amen. My last example of light is the virgin birth of Jesus. This is how I put it. The birth of Jesus nullifies every reason for barrenness. It cancels it. It cancels out every reason for barrenness. The birth of Jesus. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. Why did I say so? The virgin, no, the man did not meet the woman, yet a child was born. You and your husband are meeting, and the devil says you shouldn't have a child. Somebody say, cancel. Even if they say you don't have a womb, this one, nothing even entered any womb. It canceled any reason. If Jesus can be born, anybody can born picking. Even if you don't have a womb. I have seen some things. There are things you preach. People who don't understand may think it is heretical. I believe conception can happen before people meet. I won't say further than that. Did they meet in Jesus' case? The spirit of a child comes from where? God can introduce it without man's effort. And then the man can do his work and his wife later to join the spirit. To confirm what I just said, how many women trusting God for the fruit of the womb came to Jesus for prayer? I need answer. Blind came, deaf came, lame came, deaf people came. Everybody came to Jesus, woman with issue of blood. How many women or men say, see us, Jesus, my wife has not been pregnant. And if there were people, they would have met him. Which means as he arrived, barrenness disappeared. His arrival was the disappearance of barrenness for that generation. The way he was born made barrenness, made it impossible. Stand up on your feet, everybody. The fact that you drank something is not as important as what you drank. People drink kunu, gallons of it, and they are normal. The only thing that happens to them is they belch. But the same thing they use to manufacture kunu, they use it to manufacture pito. Ambrokutu. And by the time you drink it, you must change. You must shift. Uncle, how is your wife? I'm talking to people and looking at people who 17 years no child. How many years no this? How many years no that? And Jehovah stepped in and said, enough is enough. Are you ready today? Did you hear what I just said? As for that gen, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If barrenness was slashed and whipped when he was here on earth, he is still here right now. I decree the power of barrenness dies right now. The power of barrenness dies right now. the power of barrenness dies right now. When next anybody comes to you asking for the fruit of the womb, let them listen to this tape. Let them drink it over and over and over and over, like 7 days, 10 days. In fact, give them 2-3 weeks. They will be pregnant when they are returning. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of the El Shaddai, every spirit of childlessness in your life, in your family, today is the end of it forever. By this time next year, if Jesus tarries to come, you will be testifying. Take your seat 1 minute. Let's see how we can run. You can also break barrenness. Number two, we have just seen the light. Number two, by the power of service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he shall take sickness, and I will take sickness away from you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. That is, serve me and I will delete barrenness. One of the packages of the service covenant. What did I call it? Packages of the service covenant is the package of fruitfulness. You can, Lord, I am serving you. You promised me fruit and I'm receiving my fruit. No devil can stop it. Like I said, for the singles also, check out whether you are the right spot or the right particular duty. Break it by the power of service. Number three, you can break it by the power of generosity. This is the power of generosity, especially towards the kingdom. The Shunammite woman saw a man passing. He said, I perceive this is the holy man of God. Ministered, built a house. And suddenly the man said, is there any need? Oh, they say she is barren. He dies. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. Lord, I am not looking for a child. Give me a child. I give the child back to you. That one was practical generosity towards the kingdom directly. I am not looking for a child just like everybody. This child, give this child to me. It's your child. Number four, you can break it by seeds of kindness. Seeds of kindness. Job chapter 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Seeds of kindness include intercessory seeds. Pray for friends that are in similar situation. Forget about your need for a child and make another person your focus of prayer and see what God will do. Somebody say amen. Many years ago, I asked women trusting God for the fruit of the womb to visit orphanages, carry baby things and give to You are a mother looking for a baby. There are babies looking for a mother. Just visit them and touch them. Touch them. Give them motherly touch. Give them baby things. One woman took it very seriously. And everywhere she went, she said, I want to minister to any set of twins here. I want to minister to them. She will buy twin cloth, twin things. Minister to the twins. Go to another orphanage. Is there any twin here? I want to touch them. And she will do. He was pregnant for what? Twins. Identical. Split image identical. What you make happen for others, God makes them happen for you. You sow seeds of kindness by interceding for those who are trusting God, and you sow seeds of kindness by ministering to those who are looking for mothers, and you break the yoke. Number five, you can break that yoke by the power of the blood. Or rather, break the yoke by dealing with limiting curses through the power of the blood. Ancestral curse unto barrenness, curse of childlessness, again like Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, made a curse for us as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It is a new day for you. Can I hear a louder amen? Everything that is called a curse in your life is broken right now. Stand up on your feet with a loud shout of praise. Take your seat. You didn't do it well. Are you ready? Stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise. Because of time, because we are meant to close by one and this is one already, I'm going to use another 5-10 minutes at the most to lead in covenant renouncement. I'll call Dr. Miss Elencha to do that. Covenant renouncement. But listen to this. If we had time, I was going to tell you, for those trusting for the fruit of the womb, to write prophetically the name or names of the child or children you are expecting on a piece of paper. And we have to present it, but we'll do that in the evening. So you have the time to do it. If you are a single person, two things you will do. First of all, you will write the picture of the kind of husband or wife you are trusting God for. Number two, you will write your expected date of marriage. That is, if Jesus tarries, my marriage date, I want to wed on my birthday, which is 10th of October. You write those two things and we present them before God. And I announce to you by the authority of Jesus, it shall be so. I said it shall be so. My mother told me, when are you married? I said, I'm not sure yet. He said, nobody functions like that. That's my mother. I have degree. I have everything. My mother didn't. And she said, nobody functions like that. You want to be married? You want to actually have it? Give it a date. Wow. That was revelation. She said, whatever has no date has no right to come to pass. Wow. So I gave it a date. And we married in that season. I think fuel crisis shifted it by 1 week. But it was that season. Am I communicating at all? So you will present it before God this evening. It was on the card, right? Yeah, I knew it. It was just right there. Write it and let it be. But right now, lift up your hands, everyone, everywhere you are. Begin to thank the Lord for what you received. Thank the Lord for what you received. Thank the Lord for what you received.